tribal leaders and Native vote organizers say they're working to protect Native voting rights and are reaching out to people in their tribal communities, encouraging them to vote. Governor of the Gila River Indian Community, Stephen Rolua, says he's an advocate for his people. At the convention this week, the leader was seen holding his cell phone and sending a video message out on social media to his community.
That's going back home. That's going back to the Gila River Indian Community and all, hopefully all of the 22 tribes in Arizona. As we know, the Native vote is going to be critical, especially in Arizona, the battleground state as well.
After listening to a panel on the Native vote 2024, Gina Katkak, chairwoman of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin, says she sees the value in talking to community members about voting.
To make sure that we get them to the polls, looking at that younger generation, the 18 to 24 year olds, having them engaged and participating, just really encouraging that message to get out and vote and to make sure that our voices are being heard.
Debbie Nez-Manuel, Arizona DNC committee woman, says it's helpful attending the convention, where she's hearing and learning about Native vote efforts across the country and in her state.
This morning we heard from the Arizona Political Network that Montana produced over 60,000 voters, and that was really powerful.
Executive Director of the Native Organizers Alliance, Judith LeBlanc, says her group's efforts are on the grassroots level.
We've been organizing since dirt. We know how to organize. We do know what the problems are. So what we need is the opportunity to voice those during the election, because guess what? On election day, that's a snapshot of the organized power of our communities.
LeBlanc says the Native vote contributes to building healthy and safe tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.